94.9 The River with Ken Bass and Deb Corson at 8:38. Curtis Steigers is in studio with us. Good morning, Curtis.
What? Hello, I'm awake.
You got coffee. We saw you.
There was just an article in the Idaho Press, I think just last week on the 29th, as a matter of fact. Curtis Steigers, a Boise legend. This is the story
that
behind
was hard.
It all.
The legend thing was a little, I mean, it made me cringe.
I've seen you've had to live with that status on Twitter.
Legend. Yeah,
Jeannie Huff wrote a great piece.
She wrote a really Jeannie Huff is great. Yeah, she wrote a great piece. I'm not sure she wrote the headline. Usually, it's another person that writes the headline. But legend was a little like what?
People
like in my living room or in my own mind?
Yeah, they're teasing him on Twitter. I saw that.
Well, Curtis, now obviously you've been playing and performing in Boise for quite some time and around the world too. And you started out as Jeannie sums up, you know, the high school career and all that, what you did.
Yeah, but you played here in Boise when you were a teenager?
Well, yeah, I grew up here and went to Capital High School. Actually, every February I do a fundraiser for Capital High School.
I've been to those shows.
Music
yes.
department. Yeah, they bought a bass trombone a couple of days ago with the money that we raised in February. I'm very
love
happy
that.
About that. Isn't that nice?
That's
you get
great.
To see the and hear the fruits of your labor.
Well, I've had two kids in the Singers, Capital Singers, that have done the shows with you, and it's such a thrill for them to have you on the stage. I mean, they're giddy. They are just giddy. Curtis Steigers is here.
It's a really nice experience. Yeah, next February, you all out there in Radio Land should come support Capital High School's music department. It's so much fun.
These
kids have so much energy, and they're so excited to be.
For you to be able to give back like that, like you've been giving back to Boise over the years too. Anyway, for other ways.
I do when I can. Yeah, it's a nice thing. You know, when I lived in New York, I wouldn't have even considered trying to do something like that because you know I was a tiny fish in a massive pond. And when I, you know, back home here, because I've had a little success in the music business, I can do things like that and raise money for Capital High School or raise money for the Interfaith Sanctuary Homeless Shelter, which, you know, we do every December at the Egyptian. We do our extreme holiday extravaganza. So it's a nice opportunity. And then sometimes I just play because I want to, like this coming Wednesday at the Egyptian.
Oh, you have a show this coming Wednesday
at
the Egyptian at 8 o'clock?
There is a reason I got up this early. Who knew there was a 7 in the morning as well as in the... I thought there was just one at night.
It's going to be you and your guitar.
Yes.
Just like right here.
I mean, I have to be honest. There'll probably be some other people that show up later on. It's billed as a, you know, Curtis Steigers solo...
Acoustic.
And otherwise. And the otherwise leaves open a lot of options.
Oh, it could be saxophones coming out and things like that.
There'll be some other people traipsing on stage at some point. Some of my buddies from around town. There are a lot of great musicians.
Is it sold out yet?
It's pretty close. But I wouldn't be here talking to you if I didn't want to sell those last tickets.
You should have stood us up after being on the calendar.
Yeah.
All right, tickets are still available, and those are, it's at the Egyptian Theater.
It is. CurtisSteigers.com is where you can find the solution to all your problems and some tickets to my show.
Well, you know, over the course of your career so far, I have to say so far because it's going on for another 40, 50 years at least. You've played all different styles of music. You hung out with Gene Harris for a long time at 10th of Main, of course, doing some jazz and stuff, but you also had the pop scene. That's what got you to New York, right, initially? And you still go back to that, and you mix it in with some jazz.
Well, I like it because I've been to your performances where you play your greatest hit.
My greatest hit, yeah, exactly.
A medley of my greatest hit.
I'll be playing a lot of songs that I don't normally play this Wednesday. You know, usually I'll bring my jazz band out and we'll do kind of my jazz show. But there are a lot of songs from my earlier records and things that aren't on my records that I don't get to play with that band. And so this was an opportunity to you know, kind of do things a little differently.
Yeah, so you're going to do something for us this morning.
Yeah. I thought I'd do. I wrote this song recently with a really great singer-songwriter that I'm a big fan of, a guy called Billy Harvey. He came to town. He's married to a Boise girl, originally from Boise. They live in Nashville now. But Billy's he's a world-renowned singer-songwriter, and I actually saw him years ago down at Pengilly's when he was doing a little solo tour and became friendly with him. And then it turned out that he was the guitar player in the Sons of Anarchy band that I toured with, including Katie Seagal. So it was just this really small world, and he keeps popping back into my life. And he showed up in Boise for a couple of months with his new kid and his wife, and so I got him out of his in-laws' house every now and then, and took him to coffee, and we wrote a few songs together, and this is one of them. Let's see if we can get the microphone.
Okay.
If we.
Whoa. It's a boingy microphone. No,
I think I saw that in Stan and Ollie. I think that's like a warrior.
Yeah, hello.
You missed something good out there in Radio Land, people. Okay. See if I can do this. I learned to drive when I was 14 in a high school parking lot. Snow on the trees, windshield cracks, my best friend next to me. I had everything I'd ever need. Fell in love when I was 22, I wouldn't know for another year. Subway trains, holding hands, my sweetheart next to me. I had everything I'd ever need. I have everything. We have everything. We have everything we ever need. I have everything. You have everything. We have everything we ever need. Sat in the dark for what seemed like a year. I was 46 and a day. Burned out bulb, shades pulled down. No one home but me. I had everything I ever need. I have everything. We have everything. We have everything we ever need. I have everything. You have everything. We have. Tangled up in your arms in the middle of the night, just listening to you breathe. Bed's a wreck, clothes on the floor, my sweet dream next to me. I have everything I'll ever need. I have everything. We have everything. We have everything we ever need. I have everything. You have everything. We have everything we ever need.
Awesome. Beautiful. Beautiful. I hadn't heard that before.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a brand new song. No, nobody's heard it.
Oh, good. Except for us now.
And there's
three or four listening.
Yeah. I have a demo, but it's not been on any of my records. And so that's the kind of thing I'll get to play on Wednesday night with my buddies. Is, stuff that I don't get to do that often.
Very cool. 8 o'clock, Egyptian Theater.
The
Wednesday
things
night.
That Curtis wants to play.
Yeah it's my time.
You come
time,
listen
people.
To what he wants.
Curtis, wonderful to see you
Great
again.
Great to see you too. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Robbie. Let's remind Subaru shoppers why to go to Team Subaru.